Each night, when she thought drowsiness had taken the edge off the child's observation, Nanny Hawkins undressed. It was a ritual which began with the donning of a large gray nightgown of much-washed flannelette, under the chaste and ample folds of which Nanny Hawkins would fumble and delve, those cold, sharp-jointed fingers dissociating hooks from eyes and safety pins from their moorings as garments fell in a growing heap around her tented ankles. And as one by one the salient plates of her baroque feminine armor were unbuckled, gradually the boy saw her figure resume its natural contours as she was transformed from a hard and scaly figure of presence and authority into a thin and tired body silhouetted under the huge nightgown by the dying fire.
Why are her eyes so warm and clear? Why are her visits so few? Mother, dear mother, I miss you so. I see more of Nanny than I see of you. With her blue eyes turning to gray, my dreams are fading away. Up shoes, reading while he plays. She makes sure he's clean and says his prayers every day. And though his mother's far away, he sees her smile and say, pity mother didn't share the life of her only son, to tell him off or sympathize with anything he's done. And now he's come to realize that being young's no fun. So warm and clear, why are her visits so few? Mother, dear mother, I miss you so. I see more of Nanny than I see of you. With her blue turning to gray, my dreams are fading away. Turning to gray.